and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The nation's latest mass shooting at a school happened in Madison, Wisconsin. A student at Abundant Life Christian School shot and killed two people. Six others were hurt. The shooter, dead.
According to law enforcement sources, the shooter was a teenage girl. But why she shot and killed a teacher and a fellow student and injured others is not yet clear, says Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
At this time, we're still working on a motive, trying to determine why this happened.
Two students who were shot are in critical condition. Alex Stone, ABC News.
U.S. Central Command says airstrikes in Syria killed a dozen Islamic State leaders and operatives at known ISIS camps in the country. No indication of civilian casualties. The government says its national average price for regular gasoline rose almost a penny in the past week, the biggest increases coming in the Midwest and Rocky Mountain states. This is ABC News. President Biden announced a new national monument.
President Biden signing a proclamation establishing the Francis Perkins National Monument in Newcastle, Maine, honoring the historic contributions of the longest-serving Secretary of Labor and the driving force behind the New Deal.
In her decades of service, she became a fierce defender of unions and workers' rights, an architect of the New Deal, the first woman cabinet secretary, the first woman cabinet secretary.
The president said many benefits Americans take for granted, Social Security, the minimum wage, overtime pay, are in place because of Francis Perkins. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Oh, that smell. This past Friday, a KLM flight from Amsterdam to Mexico City had, in addition to the human passengers, 100 pigs in the cargo hold. They made it all the way to Bermuda before the stench forced the pilot to divert to the main airport there. The passengers flew to Mexico City the next day, unclear if it was on a different jetliner. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Packers defeat the Seahawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay led 20-6 at the half and went on to win 30-13 over the Seahawks in Seattle. The Packers defense, 7 quarterback sacks, special teams with a good kick return and 3 field goals. On offense, wide receiver Romeo Doubs back from a concussion with 2 touchdown catches.
That's just part of us just getting better collectively as a core. Yeah, I just look forward to progress, cleaning up the details on tape and just moving on to the next opponent.
Quarterback Jordan Love.
Coming out fast, putting up some touchdowns early. You know, defense doing a great job getting the ball back for us. But, you know, that's when we're at our best, is starting fast, getting the ball, putting up points, and going from there.
Packers linebacker Quay Walker left the game with an ankle injury. Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith having an MRI on his right knee after being sacked in the third quarter. Sam Howell took over the rest of the game. NBA, the Bucks getting ready to face the Thunder in the NBA Cup Finals in Vegas. Tip-off time tomorrow night at 7:30 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Zombie fans will be excited to learn that the third installment of Danny Boyle's 28 Days Later franchise is just around the corner. The film is called 28 Years Later and stars Aaron Taylor-Johnson and Ralph Fiennes. Boyle returns to the director's chair for this film after executive producing the second installment of the franchise 28 Weeks Later. Ben Stiller can be downright rude, at least when he's playing Hal, the role he is playing again in Happy Gilmore 2 with Adam Sandler. In an interview with Yahoo News, Stiller said about his character, "He's just so mean and he just hates Happy so much. You don't have to worry about having any redeeming qualities or being likable," which is great. For whatever reason, the plot for Happy 2 is being kept completely under wraps. Shooting for the film has been completed and a tentative release date is set for July 2025 on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 20s. A cloudy sky for tomorrow with snow showers in the late afternoon and evening. High temperatures climb to the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy for Wednesday, a high to the upper 20s. More snow showers Wednesday night and Thursday. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Is marijuana legalization a mistake? Elton John thinks so. We'll discuss that and a whole lot more on the next Earl Ingram Show.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff, Hitney Cutter gave me.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local, national, Native news and events, and as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dagot. This portion of the show is supported by J.S. Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. Only the good stuff keeps us awake.
Hey, I want to give a quick shout out before we get into what's going on here. And we got a jam-packed show. A quick shout out to the people that came out to Shakopee and to say hello and buy some swag and just shoot the fat, you know. So it was good to see everyone that came out there and came by and said a who to Wendy and I. And we really appreciate that. Bad news, sad news, for relatives in Madison, Wisconsin, a Madison, Wisconsin private school shooting today, prior to us coming on. And, it's, just another one of those things about, you know, we talk about gun control and all these things. A young person got a gun and shot people in his school, and it's, private school out in Madison, Wisconsin. So, our, big prayers out there to them and to the relatives and everybody that's involved. Also, some recent news out of Wisconsin too, in Oakland, Wisconsin, which is, you know, Haley, ancestral Ho-Chunk land, 70,000 mm-hmm. gallons of oil poured out on, line six, a 465, mile pipeline carrying crude oil from Superior, Wisconsin to a terminal near Griffith, Indiana. And it's, again, Enbridge is a Canadian foreign company, and they're destroying our planet here in the United States.
Yeah. So, of course, I don't like talking about Enbridge, but here we are again, them being irresponsible with what they're doing and the work that they're doing in the ground. Yeah, so this was first discovered on November 11th, and Bridge said that the spill on the company's Line 6 was caused by a faulty connection on a pump transfer pipe at the Enbridge Cambridge station. And, quote, investigation and remediation began immediately upon discovery and continues. Removal of impacted soils is also continuing, adding that only 60% of the spill has been removed through evacuation so far. The spill was immediately reported to regulators, though the report by a federal pipeline safety agency said that the line was leaking for, quote, an extended period of time.
Yeah, that's super sad, and we all know pipelines leak, and especially Enbridge pipelines leak. And, you know, who found this out, and how did people find this out? I'm sure Enbridge didn't do a press conference and tell on themselves, but...
No. Yeah, that's why I think we're hearing, like, this was discovered November 11th, and I'm just hearing about it halfway through December.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's
pipelines leak, and even if you think they're not, they probably are, and you just haven't found the leak yet.
Yeah, and we knew that from Line 3 up in the beginning of the Mississippi River, where you can drink the water, where they were having those frack outs, and, you know, things up there don't grow now where this was. So,
yeah,
you know, it's terrible.
Yeah, and I know in the article, too, they were talking about, Enbridge was talking about how many jobs that the oil company provides people with. And, you know, I think there's a lot of other jobs and positions that could be filled in place of that, and putting, you know, our energy work towards something more green and renewable.
Yeah, I agree 100%. It's just a really sad deal here, and we got to keep on diligently report this and get back to putting my AIM jacket on and protesting here. Also, this weekend, speaking of AIM, Haley, I went to Mr. Perro's funeral and saw a lot of people there at the Indian Center this Saturday, and real sad that he is gone, and what a testament to all the people that were there at the Indian Center. Also want to give my shout out to Jaleesa and what she, the play New Native Theater, did a really great job, and got to see that, and was really, and Deanna Standing Clown was there too, and I got to talk to her, and it was just an awesome, awesome, full weekend with being in Shakopee, and also going to the funeral, going to the play.
Yeah,
I'm still tired. And I got my hearing aids today. So,
hey, officially a Choka with accessories.
Yes, definitely. Well, it was funny too, because they were trying them on today and tweaking them out, and then they took them off to show me how to adjust them and put them in the charger. And it was like, whoa, I can't hear without them. So I guess I am a little deaf here, but I found a way too, also to turn my hearing aids down if I don't want to hear what I, you know, be one of those choka things.
Oh, geez. Yeah, there you go.
Hey, we have our friend Ruth Anna Buffalo, president and CEO of Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center here. And I got FOMO. I saw you hanging with the prez. Ho-wa.
Yeah, we got another invite, so we accepted the invite and attended, and just were there. My mom gave us some instructions on some of her asks, so we were there with a purpose.
Awesome. Yeah, and I saw our friend Mary, State Senator Mary Kunish, was there too. Wow, that you guys had some selfies, and again, I had FOMO, and it was great to see you representing, you and your daughter out there. In DC, that's just totally awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, we were there, and yeah, it was a good experience. We saw a few current lawmakers and former lawmakers throughout the country at the state level, like state legislators, governors, and yeah, ran into also tribal leaders from the Tohono O'odham Nation, Navajo Nation. So yeah, it was a good event, good holiday reception, very beautiful in the White House with the different lights, and it was at nighttime, so it looked, you know, even more prettier, but servicemen were playing in their trumpets and the violins and piano, so yeah, it was pretty pretty magnificent in that respect.
That's totally cool, and I'm sure you slapped on one of our free Leonard Peltier stickers we sell on the president's back.
Yep, for sure. That was one of my mom's specific asks for us, that we asked President Joe Biden to grant Leonard Peltier clemency. We know that President Joe Biden's last day in office is December 20th, so want to again, put an extra plug out there to the public to call the White House, call Tom Perez in the White House, you know, urge all of President Joe Biden's staff to urge President Joe Biden to grant our elder Leonard Peltier clemency.
Absolutely. And there was a just recently, I don't know, was it a 1500 person clemency that he just did a few days earlier? So let's keep it rolling there. And appreciate your work, Ruth Anna. And one other question I have to ask you before this segment goes quick here is, how was the winter market at how did that go?
Oh, it went really good. It was a full house, and it was good to support our local vendors and everybody who, you know, puts a lot of heart and good work and good energy into the crafts that they make. So yeah, it was good to support our local community members. A lot of beautiful jewelry, ribbon skirts, ribbon shirts, just was beautiful. The necklace I wore at the White House reception was one of the necklaces I bought at the fall market. So definitely right. Just love the artwork in our jewelry.
Well, big Peeny Geegee, and you know, everyone check out Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center and support that great organization. Thank you, Ruth Anna, for coming on. Ruth Anna Buffalo, always great to see you. And again, next time you're in D.C., say hello to the president for us. Ho-wa. We'll be right back.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Get ready to bake with I Am Betty. The smash hit musical returns to the History Theater now through December 29th. Explore 100 years of women's history through Betty Crocker. While she wasn't a real person, Betty Crocker was a media personality and cultural icon who shaped homes and kitchens for generations. Don't miss last season's runaway hit with catchy songs and heartwarming stories. So grab your big red cookbook and head to the History Theater. Tickets at historytheater.com.
As we age, it's important to invest in our health and to help protect it. Like the flu, COVID-19 is always changing. That's why it's important to stay up to date on your vaccines. By getting the flu and COVID-19 vaccines, you can renew your body's defenses and lower the risk of getting sick. Get your health boost and protect yourself against the flu and COVID. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Again, that's vaccines.gov. Vaccines.gov.
Signing up for $1 bus and train rides with the Transit Assistance Program, or TAP, is quick and easy. Do it straight from your computer or phone by uploading one of the pre-approved documents listed at metrotransit.org/TAP, along with a copy of your ID. They'll mail you a go-to card with a full year of discounted rides. For questions or translation help, call 612-373-3333. That's
612-373-3333. This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1 U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACD, in Minneapolis.
Hey, we have a special guest here, Jessica Gorno, Turtle Mountain Chippewa, American Indian Family Center, Behavior Health Director, and AIFC Historian. Welcome to Native Roots Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. Glad to be here.
Right on. So I'm going to grill you with some questions here. So our listening audience and people on YouTube and Facebook and all over and Twitter can see you and hear you. And at first, I'd like you to introduce yourself to the listeners and tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Jessica Gorno, and I am the Behavioral Health Director at the American Indian Family Center. I'm originally from the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa out of Belcourt, North Dakota, but I've been here in the Twin Cities since 1998. So I am, I love living in Minnesota. I also miss my homeland, but I am really happy to be here.
And I assume a Vikings fan.
Well, you know, I don't want to get in trouble. I'm not a big sports fan in general.
Oh, that's a good answer. That's a safe answer.
Yeah, it's a safe answer. Exactly. We have a lot of people. We have Green Bay Packer fans and Vikings fans all on the same team at the Family Center who, as you know, on those days when they're playing, get to be pretty intense days.
Yeah, we'll move on from that question. Sorry about that. So how long have you been with the American Indian Family Center?
I just had my 20. I've been there for 25 years.
Oh,
so I've been there quite a long time. Yeah.
You started when you were 10, huh?
Oh, thank you for that. I wish. No. Yeah, I moved here. When I moved here, I was working at what they call Hennepin Healthcare now. And I got really lucky because they needed to find me a mentor, and they found me a Native American mentor who was working at the Family Center at that time. And I was really feeling disconnected because I wasn't around my people anymore, and I needed to feel connected to the Native community. And she brought me over there, and I just felt that's home. And so that's where I landed.
Wow. Awesome. So can you tell us where is AIFC and who accesses your resources and programs?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. We are on the east side of St. Paul, so we're at 579 Wells Street in St. Paul. And depending on the programming that you're coming into, we serve the whole Tri-City area, so the metro area primarily. But we do have people who are coming from like Forest Lake at times, or farther away, that we do see virtually in those circumstances when it's needed. If you're coming into our mental health or chemical dependency programming, that's specific to Ramsey and Hennepin, although we have taken people from other counties because the need is just so high.
It's interesting.
Go ahead. So everybody has access no matter what. So we encourage people, no matter if it's a particular program that has specific, you know, guidelines around it, we try to find a way to help everybody.
Oh, what's the AIFC known for? What are they known for?
Well, you know, I would say it's a couple of things. I think it's evolved over time, but what I would say that it's known for is trying to be a one-stop shop for the Native community, specifically in St. Paul, at least, because we're able to provide multiple different programs that hopefully when they walk in the door, they can have one place to go and receive that supportive service. We have been really pushing, though, for the integration of tradition and values and ceremony into everything that we do at the Family Center. And that has definitely increased over the years, to the point where we now have elders in residence who are able to help people with those pieces, because we truly feel that the only way that people can heal is through their traditions and values. So I would say that would be another part of what we're known for. So we really try to help people with that and to provide that supportive service so that they can heal in the way that they need to heal.
Wow, that's amazing. And I think that's a big theme here at Native Roots Radio. And I really, you fit right in with that theme. And it's great for people to hear that all over Turtle Island and our white allies too. I think it's so important. One of the things that go hand in hand, and I've just celebrated 40 years of sobriety. I believe that a lot of it, from what I understand from my small window, is that a lot of homelessness has to do with drug and alcohol abuse.
Oh, yes. Highly agree. I would say that's also one of the areas where we have gaps and that we really want to make sure that we start to cover, which is having people dedicated, just being able to support and serve the people that are in our homelessness camps.
Yeah, it's a sad and amazing thing that's really come up the last few years. And I believe there's always been a homeless issue, but I think since the Wall of Forgotten Natives and just the times, the groups of people have started their own villages, in a sense, and really, it's really hard for us to see that because it's right in our face, and before it was pretty hidden. So kudos to the work you guys do. It's so, so important.
Can I add something else to that? When you brought up the whole sobriety thing, you know, they spend a lot of time just talking about the stats about the high use of alcohol and or drugs in the Native community. But what they fail to mention is that when Native people get sober, they stay sober longer than other groups that they're talking about. And everyone that I've talked to who's gained long-term sobriety has talked about that through their traditions and through their ceremonies and the things that they've learned with their culture as their resilience and why they are able to maintain that. So I just wanted to do a shout out for that, because I don't think a lot of people talk about that, and I think it should be.
Wow, really good, really good point, Jessica. Really good. Are your services free? That's a question that Haley came up with. No, she came up with all of them. That's good.
Good job, Haley. Yeah, I would say that. Well, it's most of it is free. What I would say though, when it comes to the mental health and chemical dependency programming, if they do not have insurance, we have MNsure navigators that help them to get that insurance. We still serve them regardless. So that service is completely free. But it does go through insurance. So in one way, it is not free. But even if they don't have insurance or there's no way for them to get that for whatever reason, we still serve them. All of the programs are completely free. I would say that the only ones that have the limitations are the mental health and chemical dependency ones in regards to the counties we serve.
Yeah, and sometimes you can get, what is it, Rule 25, to help them navigate through that, because a lot of people don't understand how that works. And, I believe if is the best we can mainstream this, or I should say, you know, put it in a fast track, the quicker we can help our people. But you do more services than that, too.
Oh, yeah, we do a lot more services. We provide the very first services that started at the Family Center was through women's health. So the reduction of infant mortality rates in the community. So that's where it started from. Then we added our mental health services, our chemical dependency. And then we added our father's programming, our father and men's support programming, as well as our youth programming. In addition to that, we have our employment services. We have housing services. And we have elder services now. That is our last category of our elder services is starting to slowly grow. So that is one really much needed area that we saw a significant gap in and really hope to expand on and support. So we have quite a bit going on there.
That's awesome. And I just want to remind everyone that's jumping on the radio, we're with Jessica Gorno, and she is a behavioral health director at AIFC, and we are really pleased to have you on here. I know the community really appreciates what you guys do. I've been to open houses and gotten some cool t-shirts over the years, and And you guys do great work. And sometimes it's a little hard to find you, though. I mean, can you tell our people out there listening how we can get to your building?
That's a great question. We are in a little bit of a flux, just to let you know. We are looking at having to find another site so that we can fit everybody. We're growing so large that we're running out of space. So we are in that process. But currently, the best way to find us now is our social media presence. So we do have our website, www.aifcmn.org. And in that website is where you'll find the different sorts of events and things that we are doing that are open to the public. So that is the best way. If you were to go to the website and go to events, you'll be able to see a lot of the different events that are going on. And then in addition to our webpage, we often at least two times a week post on our Facebook and our other social media channels that we have up and running. And those are good places to go and look.
Yeah. Before we take a break, Jessica, do you mind letting people know? I always like a call of action to our listeners out there, how they can support you, where they can go and give some Judah to you.
Oh, that's awesome. Basically, anytime you can promote or share what we have for people, please.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The nation's latest mass shooting at a school happened in Madison, Wisconsin. A student at Abundant Life Christian School shot and killed two people. Six others were hurt. The shooter, dead.
According to law enforcement sources, the shooter was a teenage girl. But why she shot and killed a teacher and a fellow student and injured others is not yet clear, says Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
At this time, we're still working on a motive, trying to determine why this happened.
Two students who were shot are in critical condition. Alex Stone, ABC News.
U.S. Central Command says airstrikes in Syria killed a dozen Islamic State leaders and operatives at known ISIS camps in the country. No indication of civilian casualties. The government says its national average price for regular gasoline rose almost a penny in the past week, the biggest increases coming in the Midwest and Rocky Mountain states. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Packers defeat the Seahawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay led 20-6 at the half and went on to win 30-13 over the Seahawks in Seattle. The Packers defense, 7 quarterback sacks, special teams with a good kick return and 3 field goals. On offense, wide receiver Romeo Doubs back from a concussion with 2 touchdown catches.
That's just part of us just getting better collectively as a core. Yeah, I just look forward to progress, cleaning up the details on tape and just moving on to the next opponent.
Quarterback Jordan Love.
Coming out fast, putting up some touchdowns early. You know, defense doing a great job getting the ball back for us. But, you know, that's when we're at our best, is start fast, getting the ball, putting up points, and going from there.
Packers linebacker Quay Walker left the game with an ankle injury. Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith having an MRI on his right knee after being sacked in the third quarter. Sam Howell took over the rest of the game. NBA, the Bucks getting ready to face the Thunder in the NBA Cup Finals in Vegas. Tip-off time tomorrow night at 7:30 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lisa Kudrow is not a fan of AI and let Tom Hanks know about it. Kudrow appeared on the Armchair Expert podcast and referenced Hanks' recent film, Here, in which AI helped depict Hanks and co-star Robin Wright over the course of several decades. Kudrow criticized Hanks and director Robert Zemeckis, saying it could affect the need for actors and that it was an endorsement for AI, adding that it might not ruin everything, but you will basically just be licensing actors' images and not letting them actually act. There is a new teaser trailer for White Lotus Season 3. The third installment of the show will be set in Thailand. Mike White returns as the show's creator and will also direct the season as he did the previous two. Season 3 stars Carrie Coons, Leslie Bibb, Parker Posey, and Walton Goggins. Season 2 won the Emmy for Best Drama Series. Season 3 drops February 16th on HBO. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 20s. A cloudy sky for tomorrow with snow showers in the late afternoon and evening. High temperatures climb to the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy for Wednesday, a high to the upper 20s. More snow showers Wednesday night and Thursday. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Aaron Sommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge. What's your kink? Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Terry Barr from Civic Media. She is the genie of just about everything will be joining us. We'll talk to the Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha County about their latest adoption event. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Anine. I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Wow, we are back here, and we are back here with Jessica Gorno, who is and works with the American Indian Family Center as a behavioral health director and a AIFC historian. And we're really excited to have you on and learn so much about your organization. Haley, I know we talked prior to the show about some things. Why don't you take a couple questions here?
Aw, thank you, Dega, Pina Geeky. Well, it's great, Jessica, to talk to you today. I've been able to attend some of the American Indian Family Center's events, and it's always a great, lovely time, and it just feels like surrounded in communities, like surrounded like by families. So I know there's a couple events coming up for AIFC, including the full moon ceremony, which is actually tonight. Yeah. And that happens at the Bellwin Conservancy in Afton, Minnesota, which is not too far from East Side St. Paul. Is there anything else going on that you want to mention or bring up for events?
Sure. They also have, in addition to the full moon ceremonies, they also do a lot of youth sweats up there as well. So they have men's sweats, women's sweats, but they also have youth sweats going on there in addition to that. I would say some of the things I would like to kind of talk about and or promote are a couple of the different sorts of groups that are going on. We do have, if you were to go to the website, you would see that there is a men's smudge and support group that happens every Monday night, which is this evening, occurring from 6 to 8 p.m. And that group has been really helpful and supportive to the men in the community that are trying to parent and or trying to find support from other men in the way that they need that. I really can't say enough great things about that. On Saturdays, they have youth drum and dance and life skills groups for youth that occur at the American Indian Magnet School on the east side of St. Paul. And that is through our youth programming. So if people are interested in that for their youth, they can connect with Pam Goki, which is also on the website. She is the youth program coordinator, and she would be able to guide you through those supportive services. And that is just a very well-attended group. It's really great. The youth in there are so impressive. I'm always they brought really good ideas to our board meetings, advocating for more supportive services for the youth in the community. They also have explored the impact of social media on their mental health. They've talked about suicide awareness and things that are really important to them in the society that they're having to live in with right now. Another really popular group that I really want to recommend is our Thursday craft group. On Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., we have this open to the community and public. We provide all of the resources for you to work on whatever craft it is that you want to work on. Say you want to make a ribbon skirt, a ribbon shirt, or you want to work on a project. We make that available for you. And that group is just so wonderful to go into. When I go downstairs, I just listen to people laughing and sharing. And a lot of support comes from, they give each other a lot of support when they're there. So I wanted to promote that one. In addition to that, I wanted to talk a little bit about our group called Sigizen Dodem. And this is a really, really cool group. It means strengthening families in Ojibwe. And this group is a 10-week trauma-informed group that's for the whole family. This is done virtually. And what they do is they explore the impact of trauma within the Native community, but they talk about healing in our Native ways, and it follows the seasons. So for instance, we're in the winter season right now. So that group will go for 10 weeks in the winter. And how that works is the whole family can attend, or whoever is living in the household, and we bring supplies to you that you can work on that are related to the topics you'll be discussing in that group. And what I've noticed is that when people go through this class at least three times, they start to become mentors to other families who are coming into the group. And it's been very powerful. One of the last activities that we found that has worked really nicely is we got all these little teepees for the kids in the family, and they put them up together. And now a lot of these kids actually go into their teepee when they need to just get away from everybody, or they need to kind of regulate their bodies. They just naturally go into their little teepee, and they take their time and they do what they need to do. And that is the person to connect with on that particular group is Maria McCoy. And she is a very prominent figure in the Native community. I'm sure many people on here know who she is.
Oh, and yeah.
I mean, everybody knows Maria and she's just great. And so that particular group is, I can't say enough great things about that. We also have drum and dance group on Wednesdays too, as well, at Indigenous Roots. And the contacts for those are Nate Bordeaux. So if you were to go on the website and take a look at that, anything relating to men's services or father services, he is the contact for that.
Wow, that's exciting. And I know I was a high school teacher for 30 years, and I know services from you guys came and helped tutoring and checking on people. I saw a lot of people from American Indian Family Center stop in at Harding and check on their on their kids.
Yeah. There's some kids that we've just been with for so long. It's so cool to see the growth and to see them be able to graduate. Or we were able to, we had a young man who graduated who was so excited, and we were able to help him get his cap and gown and get his diploma all, get it all framed for him. He was so proud of it. And we were so proud of him. He was able to get a car and able to move on. And it's really cool when you can see people thriving.
Yeah, definitely. And sometimes they just need that little nudge of support, and they take it the rest of the way, and we're able to really watch and feel the power. And I agree with you. There's so many young ones out there too that just need a little nudge and a little help and a little support, and you guys are doing that there.
Thank you.
So we got a couple more minutes there. Is there anything else you'd like people to know about you or the American Indian Family Center before we let you go?
Yeah, I just want people to know that everybody that works at the center is very passionate about serving the Native community and serving their people. And they do go above and beyond to be there for people. So we want you to know that if you think there are things that we need to do to bring to the community that is missing, we want to hear those voices. We want to hear that, because what we do is, as soon as we hear that there is this huge need, we figure out how we're going to get that done. And I just want people to know that we are there for you, and there are people here that will work their hardest that they can do to support you. I really see us growing to the point, I would love to see us have one large building where people could come in and say youth wanted to play basketball, or they wanted to come together, that there was a place just dedicated for youth to be able to do that. I would love to have a place where people could do their traditional ceremonies indoors as well as outdoors. I would love to be able to have a place where people, if they had to have a funeral, that they had the place and the space to do that piece of it. I want to have a safe place for everybody to come and heal. And if I can think of anything that I would love to see, it would be that. It would be the ability to know that they knew where to go when they needed some help.
Wow. Yeah, definitely. And Jessica, again, American Indian Family Center, and you can find them. There's a website, Facebook, Instagram. Am I correct?
Yep. Yes, you are correct.
Cool. And then that's support this group too. And people out there listening too, in the greater Twin City area, come on by and just come by for a couple yucks and some coffee.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, exactly.
What's that, Haley?
I said, in a whole lot of laughs.
Yeah, yes. Definitely. Yes. Well, that's before we let you go, Haley, let's go. Can we go through what's going on here in the next couple weeks with, because I know tonight there's something happening.
Yeah, I think the men's support group is tonight. We got the full moon ceremony in Afton. And for all the scheduling, you guys put out a great schedule every week. It's on your Instagram and Facebook page. And then your website is AIFCMN.org.
That is correct.
Perfect. Well, any last words, Jessica, before we let you go?
No, I just wanted to thank you all. I'm so appreciative of having this opportunity to be able to share all the good work that we do. And to I'm glad that I found you now, because I didn't even know that this radio show was going on. So I'm definitely going to tune in every Monday.
Oh, wow. We're on 5 days a week. It's Disney.
Oh, you're on five days a week. Well, you are busy.
Yeah. Haley's busy. I just roll out of bed and ask her what the show's about.
It's like being in community and being around community members, but just behind a screen and having a conversation 5 days a week.
Yeah. Well,
yes.
Thank
well,
you
Haley,
so
we'll have to have Jessica on more and do some check-ins.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'd love to.
Thank you, Jessica. Pina Gigi, so much. Hope you have a great rest of your week.
You too. Bye-bye.
See you. Thank you so much. Wow, Haley, a lot going on and great information. And maybe we got a new fan, too, to listen to the show. Oh, wow.
Yeah, right on. Kind of hit all the checklists there, didn't we?
Yeah, exactly.
I love the Family Center. I love American Indian Family Center. I remember when I was moving my Gaga, my grandma, home from, I don't want to say the reservation because Ho-Chunk doesn't have a reservation, but from Wisconsin, I was moving her home. I moved her home all by myself and didn't really have support. And I reached out to American Indian Family Center, and they helped me look for housing for her, affordable housing, and specifically like Native reserved housing. So it was really nice, and I'm grateful for the Family Center for that.
Wow, that's a great story. Really, that's excellent. We are grateful for the work they do, and I know it'd be great if we could help support them to get a bigger building, because obviously they have the services and they could definitely make it work in a bigger building and maybe a better location, you know, right on the main road. No,
right off of 94 or something.
Make it easy for me. No,
it's nice because we have so many Native organizations in the Twin Cities, and it's nice because I feel like we're always going to Minneapolis for so many things, and I love Minneapolis and I love the organizations there, but St. Paul is a different kind of like home feeling as well. So the Family Center's there.
Absolutely. And do you know how long they've been around? They've been around a long time.
I couldn't tell you the exact amount of years, but
well, I'm going to Google that now.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Break here. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio, and we're going to have Bob Blake from Red Lake, the Solar Bear with the Solar News on. Oh, next.
As we age, it's important to invest in our health and to help protect it. Like the flu, COVID-19 is always changing. That's why it's important to stay up to date on your vaccines. By getting the flu and COVID-19 vaccines, you can renew your body's defenses and lower the risk of getting sick. Get your health boost and protect yourself against the flu and COVID. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Again, that's vaccines.gov. Vaccines.gov.
Programming on Native Roots Radio is supported in part by MinSure. Looking for health insurance, but not sure where to start? MinSure has you covered. You can find discounts, compare private health plans, and see if you qualify for free or low-cost insurance. Plus, get help from an expert so you save on the coverage you need. Enroll online by December 18th for coverage starting January 1st. Get started today at MinSure.org. That's MNSure.org.
Getting bus and train information in your language just got easier. Customers who call Metro Transit at 612-373-3333, again 612-373-3333, are able to select language options at the start of the call. To access information in Spanish, select Option 2. For more information about other transit information tools, visit metrotransit.org/Spanish. That's metrotransit.org/Spanish.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl! Good one. It kind of got a little vibration in my ears with my new hearing aids.
Oh, yeah, your new accessories. Yeah. The Howl called my dog over here, so she's ready to join
the
pack.
Nice. Let's see your dog. Bring her.
She's laying down now.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You want to keep her low-key. I understand. I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, my dog's right at my feet here. And remember, our sacred cat used to come on during the sacred animal portion every show.
Yeah, Lucy.
Yeah, we miss Lucy. Yeah. So I know last time Bob slept in, and he might be sleeping in again. And he's going to probably be getting ready for that Vikings game, because I know he's a huge Vikings fan. And
that's right. Yeah, I know. Bob Blake was supposed to hop on. Hopefully he can join us shortly. Last time he said he fell asleep on his couch.
Yeah, well, it's better than falling asleep on the show.
Or and driving.
I was going to say on the show, we'd bore him to death and he would fall asleep. But
I don't know if we could ever bore Bob Blake.
Yeah, I know, right? How you doing?
Love it. Yeah. I really miss that solar bear with the solar news.
Yeah, a lot of positive things. And we need positive things. And we really need to get going here in the next, it's only going to be a little more than a month before the regimes change. And let's hope Biden gives clemency to Leonard Peltier. And I know people are talking to him about it. And I know there's things happening. So that would be a great surprise and a great thing for us here.
I hope so. It was quite a long list of pardons and clemencies that he gave to other people. What did you say? It was like 1,500 people?
Yeah, that's what I heard. And it was just like, what was it, yesterday? It was just like, wow, that's a lot of people. But or maybe it was even Saturday, and it was still, because I talked to some people at in Shakopee at the market, and they were really hoping that it would have already happened. So
I know. That's what I was thinking, too.
You know, though, Haley, when I was young, it seems to me, and this is just a recent thing, it seems to me that the president would always do these kind of things the last day of his presidency.
Oh.
You know, and it's not happening like that anymore. Not since the orange one became president. He was pardoning everyone that was guilty of something in his friendship or worked for him all year round. Wasn't at the end of his presidency, which I don't know. I that's the way it seemed like it used to be.
Yeah. Well, if he's going to wait until the very last day, that means we just have more time to advocate and spread word and ask for clemency. And
Yeah, definitely.
The sooner the better.
Did you ever finish that documentary?
Which one?
The one that you only saw two parts of it about.
Oh, the four-part one. The Vow of Silence, the assassination of Anna Mae Aquash. The Hulu one, right?
Right.
I only got halfway still. I got distracted by a couple other shows. But I've been listening to our show, and I've heard you guys talk about it and kind of the ending, and I don't know if I want to finish it.
Yeah, that's a good point. And you need to look at everyone's perspective when it comes to comes to that statement, what you just said. Do you wanna, you know, I didn't know how it was going to end, in the sense of were they gonna say who did it, or they just implied a lot of things that
I think just like the FBI cutting her hands off really did it for me.
Yeah,
I'd heard that and I was like, I don't really want to
hear
more about that.
Yeah, well, I won't talk about that, but
it's a good story. Terrible. Like, the story needs to be told. I mean, there really hasn't been much told on anime that I've heard of before this documentary.
Right. Yeah, that's true. And I'll tell you one thing, the positive thing really that you can leave with, and if you go back and watch it again, Haley, or watch through it, the footage that I saw was a lot of things I'd never seen. I'd never seen that many pictures of anime either. You only kind of see the one where she's kind of sitting on a chair looking at you, but there were so many different pictures of her too, and in being in the front, like most of the women were when it came to being in the American Indian movement.
Yeah. You know,
we talked to our friend Madonna Thunderhawk, who's been in everything from, you know, Alcatraz, the taking of Alcatraz, all the way to Line 3. She's in her 80s now, and, you know, the women led the way. They weren't just little cooks in the background. It was the media that made it seem like, you know, Russell and Dennis were, like, in the forefront there. And believe me, they did good work in that, and Clyde and Vernon and the people that started the American Indian movement and were directors. And then we also saw John Trudell, who was director early on with the American Indian movement, and a lot of interviews with him from, geez, it looked like the 70s.
Yes.
You know, he looked a lot different when he was older, and he passed on. Geez, it must be, 15 years now that he's been gone. But
yeah, there is a lot of old footage. I remember just briefly talking recently with Paul Demain, who was also in the documentary. And he was like, with the producers, he was just saying, hey, I don't want to be quoted on who's saying this. Like, don't quote me quoting other people. There's footage out there that you can just go find it. But it will be a search. But like they said, the footage is out there.
Yeah, I've seen the footage. But, you know, if you look and Google it on YouTube, but I was amazed because, you know, on those kind of platforms, if you download the video per se, it's not going to be as high quality as I saw. So they must have went to the source with these people that had the master copies, because I was really kind of blown away by how clear a lot, and I'd seen some of that before too.
Yeah.
And how clear it was. And in the first two segments too, or the first 2 hours of the documentary, a lot of great history, about the American Indian movement and the way things were in the late 60s, early 70s for our people, and how a lot of this really, I always talk about Uncle Curtis Haley, and he always says that, you know, the people weren't really proud to be Native Americans until the American Indian movement came about and really kick some butt and push back, I guess is a better way to put it.
Yeah, resisted, really. Speaking of great documentaries, we're just talking about the Hulu series, 4-part series, Vow of Silence, Assassination of Anime. But speaking of good documentaries, we're going to chat with friend Leah Lem tomorrow on tomorrow's show, and she's got a new documentary out titled The Search for Manumin, or Wild Rice. So I'm excited to talk to Lee about that and her work on the documentary. And we'll also have Representative Jessica Hansen back from Minnesota. Yeah.
That's exciting. That's great. Jessica really does a lot of great things. And I know she was really in the forefront about cannabis here in Minnesota.
Yeah.
For 7-8 years, as long as she's been a representative. So it'd be great to catch up with her, and especially with the new legislative session coming right around the corner. Yeah. That was a major score there, Haley.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear some updates and how things are moving along for opening dispensaries around the state, and how natives are able to get a foot up in that door too.
Yeah, things are really slowing down because there's a lot of lawsuits here. I don't see it really coming out until like 2026, full-fledged, but stay tuned. There's just a big article in the Minneapolis or the Minnesota Star and Tribune about the governor talking about that. Hey, if you're listening to the show, I just want to say a big peeny geeky thank you for listening. I also want to say a big peeny geeky thank you to our guests. What a great show, Haley, a great producer, Haley Cherry. And we're still here. We are the Seventh Generation.
And free Leonard Peltier.
News from the center, WRCE.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome nationally syndicated Tribune Media columnist and comedian Greg Schwemm. And marketing director of the Marinette Community Rec Center, Sean Katzbach, joins the show to talk about the STEAM concert.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase, you are what you eat, is very true because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The shooter in the nation's latest mass shooting isn't someone you'd usually think of.
The shooter in Madison, Wisconsin was a teenage girl, according to multiple law enforcement sources speaking to ABC News. That would go against the typical profile of a school active shooter. In this case, police say she killed a teacher and a fellow student. She was dead when police arrived. Multiple other people on campus are injured, including two students who are critically hurt from the shooting. Police say the motive remains unknown. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Luigi Mangione, accused assassin of the United Healthcare CEO, is to appear in court in Altoona, Pennsylvania on Tuesday. It's believed he's going to end his fight against extradition to New York City to face murder charges. The Pentagon reaffirming it has no evidence to suspect any threat related to reported drone sightings. New Jersey officials got a briefing on it from federal officials on Monday. This is ABC News.
You can always